hear what they say. Power though, we're on our way. Escape to reality. Escape to reality. Escape to reality. Escape to reality.
Welcome everyone to Escape to Reality Podcast with Justine.
And Geneva. Hi friends. We're here checking in on the entire concept of this show makes me laugh. Danielle sneaking one in, huh? Getting one past the goalie? Trap him?
All right.
Yeah.
I can't believe we missed it. Okay, first of all, Rebecca, who is a longtime friend of the show,
yeah,
she messaged me a few days, us. She messaged us a few days before it came out, and she knew somehow. So I hadn't seen that anywhere. And wow, that is I love when I get to heaven, I'm going to high five God's penis or high five their hand. And I didn't want to, I was thinking, shake their, grab their penis, but then it could be a woman. If God was a woman, okay.
Yes.
Whoever God is, whatever creature we get up there, I'm going to high five them and French kiss them, because thank you for bringing this little girl from the heavens and fucking up Garrick's life. I love
Here's
it.
The thing. Right when you want to count Danielle out, he's off. He's off to
pulling
Brazil
her right back in
for life. She's clinging on. She's finding a way. The fact that she knows exactly what she's doing, the way she rolled down there, like, ooh, here we go. I'm happy for you guys.
I don't think I can come.
Yeah, and just rolls up, blows up their whole life.
Skinnier than ever. Looking fresher than ever.
Looked great. She probably called the judge, told him that, she was with Garrick.
Probably did, yeah.
Right?
I'm Garrick's wife. I'm blown away he referred to her as his wife very naturally. I'm surprised he even gives a shit about her. Who is he? He's off to war and he leaves these two teenage boys that still need a father to go fuck a little youngin down in Rio. I mean, what planet are we on, you piece of garbage?
What do you do for life that 7 weeks you can be somewhere else? Like, do you work remotely? No, he's like in construction. What is he doing?
And how long did she know she was pregnant for? Within four, especially if you've had two kids before.
So
do you not know? I guess 6 weeks. Who knows? I don't know.
I mean, Natalia?
I've only had three kids.
Who knows? Natalia, like, pressure testing. Did you guys cover? She was saying it like while you were fertile, blah, blah, blah. Yes.
Condoms.
Like, she was not into it. It was
her and Garrick and Danielle are pretty much laughing in her face about using condoms. And that's why the polygamy thing is weird, because you're all sleeping together.
Yes.
Danielle's 100%. Juices are mixed all in.
Yeah. I mean, I thought all of it was just great. Garrick crying about, like, he's like so upset, and then they're out there walking and Danielle's face of just pure happiness and like, I fucking did it again. It's just great. Just so good. I couldn't have asked for more from these people this season, honestly.
You mentioned what it was. It's a gift from the heavens.
It
this
like
storyline.
Shake God's dick.
When he walks down in this adorable Rio, is it Rio de Janeiro? Mm-hmm. I'm not cultured. So it looks like heaven.
Beautiful.
And it seems like a great place to live.
He's in a tank top and shorts, living his best life. Doesn't give a
six
fuck.
6 weeks, screwing this youngin.
Yeah.
He's got his other wife coming into town. She walks. It was just great television.
Fantastic.
I loved it.
What are
the chances that she gets pregnant? I mean, I don't, unless she's getting his sperm somehow, how could she, especially? I mean, it is very. Danielle won the lottery. I mean, she did it right at the perfect 14 years. And this is when she needed
to do it. I guarantee you she on the low went off like birth control, whatever she was doing. Because I don't think they were raw dogging it for 13 years and didn't have another kid.
But you would have think they would have mentioned birth control, right?
Yeah,
they made
guess,
it seem like, and they're so Jesus-y, they would be against
you're probably
birth control.
Right. It just feels
like
God
came in with
calculated.
The wind in the garage. Oh, it is. It is.
You know what I mean?
But I truly believe it's like Garrick's karma. That's what I believe. I don't think Danielle, unless like she could have saved the sperm from how else you could really,
yeah,
unless
I guess.
The birth control thing. But I truly believe that they're especially at her age, are off birth control.
She, like, when he's like, and I mean, somehow after 14 years, I mean, but kids are a blessing. It's like, shut up. You don't think that. Like, just the way you said it, it was just like, you're trapped, bro. You're trapped. You can't get another 18 years. She's got it you. It's so smart.
It's the best thing that has ever happened in the whole entire planet.
And you know what I love? She flipped the script. She's using his language on him. She's like, well, yeah. God didn't want it to happen right now.
Yeah.
So guess we're going to go the K-1 route. It's like, she's just, she wants to be skipping down the road, you know, like she's filled with joy. It's
she's
hilarious.
Like at the end of Maverick, that movie with Mel Gibson, and he flips the card out and she's got the ace and that baby, they should name it baby ace because.
Yes. So good.
Oh my God. And in their Instagram lives with the baby, they're so sick.
Oh, the baby's here.
Oh, yeah. The baby's like a year old.
Oh, my God.
They kept the baby quiet, her pregnancy quiet. How can nobody, anywhere they go in a grocery store, not take a picture of Danielle pregnant?
Thank you to the commitment to the fucking storyline. You know what I mean?
Seriously.
Like, thank God. We didn't
know.
You're
so right.
Because imagine if we knew. It would have ruined the whole thing. It was great. It was a great surprise.
Every season of Bravo is ruined. Yeah. But yet Danielle is hidden in a bunker growing this baby.
When we were watching, what was it? The scene with like April meeting with her brother or whatever. Dorian was like, man, these are some average ass looking people on TV. Like, just look at these people. You know?
I love
it's like, it is. That's the thing though. Like who, I mean, really like we'd take a picture of Danielle, but what's the common, she's walking around living life. People don't give a fuck. You know, she's not a celebrity. That's what saves this show.
The people I would love to run into the most, but I think they broke up, were Angela and Michael. If I could meet Angela and Michael together in Walmart, like they're always photographed, that would be heaven.
That's so good. I just, it was great. I loved every part of this. I love the dramatics. I love how she's like, I think Natalia isn't very happy that I'm pregnant. Like all like, who would
Natalia
have
doesn't want
and
me
it's
to
like,
come.
Oh, you're fighting out here, girl. She's battling her. It's great. I thought it was, you know, I thought Danielle was dead in the water and she found a way to climb right back in. It's so good.
It is Saving Private Ryan. It is amazing. I've never seen anything like it.
So good. To be honest,
I'm just blown away.
They saved this entire season for me. The rest of the shit, largely, while sometimes interesting, I love Shane.
They're the show.
Learning more and more every day that his wife's actually a lesbian. That's great. But like
wait till we get to that.
At large, they are the show. I agree 100%.
They could have their own show. They're that interesting.
They literally could.
Garrick, I could watch their FaceTimes with Garrick finding out she's pregnant over and over and over. And why are we learning this on FaceTime? We need a camera crew with him like slamming the door. He acts so happy and it's so unnatural for these women. They want to call each other's eyes out. In the wild, the lion isn't sharing her man. This is not what nature intended. I think men are more able to share than a woman.
The only people that I think are cool in this lifestyle are Nick and company. Those are the only ones. They've been fully indoctrinated into the ways.
And after learning from Brother Joe that everybody thinks different, it does put doubt in my mind that they're being manipulated.
Their dedication to the light, though, you know, like I agree with you. I think they've been brainwashed, but it's complete.
At least they now seem happy.
Yeah, the ignorance, like they are happy in their bubble of bullshit.
In my eyes, unless you're born Mormon, I'll never believe that you're okay with it. Or if you're born,
I think it's either
like the Swishers.
Yeah, there's like three. I think there's three buckets. There's like uber religious. I think there's like uber hippie, like you were raised on a commune type of vibes. And then there's like you had a very traumatic upbringing and you will do anything to try to find love. Like those are the three buckets of people.
The second the woman says you can't be intimate on the first date.
Yeah.
I'll never believe that she's happy with it forever. Because why would she even fucking care? He's going on a date in the first place.
Right.
What's it matter?
Right. That's a good point.
There's still a little glimmer in there.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you know, Shane is the man, Danielle. He gets cancer. And what's her face? They have a baby. Then they get pregnant again after he knows he has cancer.
Yeah.
And then she's off. Oh, you got cancer. Well, I'm going to go find a sister wife. Can you just be with this poor man who's dying now that he's got to worry about? You're adding that to his plate. You can see in his eyes he's distraught.
The fact that she kissed her with the baby in her arms while pregnant in front of her husband is just, she gives no fucks. And like, you can tell he's seen, the more he actually sees it, it's one thing to hear about it. It's a different thing to physically watch your wife
sick,
gleefully happy as fuck, look into this woman's eyes like she's never looked at you. And that's what he's experiencing. And it's like, it's crazy.
If he had Danielle would be nursing him to health, making sure he got his blood tests. The whole cancer, I'm putting off my blood tests. It's hard for me to listen to it. And then the fact that he's got another baby on the way.
I know.
And it seems cruel. There's no other way to put it. You can cry all you want, but I'll never believe that you give a shit about him because I won't say it, but you, there's no way you really care. This poor guy is struggling. He's got cancer all you're worried about is finding a broad to be with.
Even when he talks about his concerns or anything, deadpan look in her eyes. She doesn't give a fuck. She doesn't.
She pushed out some tears about the cancer. I'm sure she'll be sad for a little bit if he's gone, but his paycheck financing it.
Oh, it's a mess.
Who knows if she works?
And they're like forcing this girl into an exclusive relationship. They've seen her like 2 times. It's like, what the hell?
She's like, again. Sure, what the hell? I'll be in it.
Like, what? What is happening? It's crazy. Good though.
It's wild. That the whole once he had cancer thing. I hope he's cancer free. I like the guy. I feel bad for him.
Guy, honestly.
He does.
And like, he's in way over his head. He just wanted a simple wife and a simple life. And here he is.
She will leave him with those kids.
Yeah.
She will be gone. There's something about her that seems so disconnected.
No. She's gone with a woman in 3 years forever.
Yeah.
Innocent, but I agree. 100%. All right. Let's talk April and her brother. And I loved this scene.
This is what we want.
You know what I was thinking as I watched this was like, there's something about this caliber of television. So the Love After Lockups, the whatever, where you just get brutal honesty from people in these people's lives, like this brother that I just love. Like, he's like, what the fuck am I doing here? This
They're
is
out in
trash. Your decision is horrible. I just like, I thought it was great. I love it.
He's using you. I don't like his character.
You guys are getting played. I love when she's like, well, he's a stay-at-home dad. We're flipping the gender roles. He goes, well, what was he doing before? It's like, exactly. He's hustling the fuck out of you.
So is she the second Ma, she's the second wife. Vera is the first, and she was with him, and then they found her.
Oh, really? She gives me.
What
first
did they
wife
say? What did
energy.
He say? I should know this.
I didn't hear that. Because
the brother
order.
Was like, "What was he doing with Vera before you came along or something?"
Oh, okay. So maybe
because she gives off first energy.
No. He was saying before Vera. Vera's the kid's name.
Vera's the kid's name.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Like before Vera, what did he do?
Right. That makes sense. That makes sense.
I think she's the first wife.
He was sitting on his ass, cleaning the house, which I got no problem with. In this day and age, if the woman's completely happy with it and the guy is actually doing shit at home, God bless him.
Yeah. I think it's fine if there is. I mean, is
it be
funny?
Hard not to say things like this is my money and like put them in their place. But
I just think it's funny, comedic, haha, that he has somehow flipped it into not like I just want to be lazy and be at home, but like I need to educate my mind. And like the average way of living life is not for me because I'm so advanced that I need to read Socrates and fucking look out the window. You know, I think it's the positioning of it that's hilarious. And they've fully bought in again, like.
And the fact that they're legally getting married and he's not legally bound to anything. That's genius.
Come on. Fucking make him president. Put him up on the election. Let's get some change in the White House. I think it's hilarious. I love it. And look at
I would vote for him.
They fucked Danielle's heads up because now they're dating again. Like, look at the preview for next week. They're out on a date.
What?
They're hustling.
Danielle, you were free. What's happening? What? Where does Danielle? We need to hear from Danielle's parents and brother.
Yeah, I think the
Danielle's so sweet and cute, and Big Mama. I really have learned. I've yearned to, after I see her crying and everything.
Yeah,
the one talking to the brother.
Yeah, April.
I like her a lot, April. I like,
yeah.
But at first I didn't really like her. I thought she was kind of would be a bitch, but she's nice.
Yeah, she's like the mother bear.
Yeah.
Of the little clan. Yeah, that's fun. All right.
It's crazy. The way that he asks her, like a job interview type situation, like, and they know that she's just fucking around too. They all know.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. They're
just all playing chicken with each other.
Yeah.
How was the talk? Why is Nick not at the wives meetings? It just becomes so weird.
I love it.
They have their own little clan.
Same big love shit. Remember, like, those women ran the house. They made all the decisions. Bill was in and out, whatever his name was. I mean,
they really truly, was it fictional? That's that not fake. I hate the wording of that. They didn't fuck each other, but I really truly believe that April and the other one are,
I don't know if
they play around with each other.
I think they probably have like threesomes and stuff. I don't think the two of them are hooking, like two women are hooking up.
No,
on
no,
the side.
But right, right.
Like,
yes, I believe it's the three of them.
Yeah, yeah, three, four, whatever.
And I'm so sorry. What's the last one's name? She's looking in, watching, but she may not have really
Danielle. She's
yet.
Not there.
Danielle.
Yet. Right.
She watches and gets nervous.
She will when the new little lamb comes into the house.
Yeah. And, right. Then she'll have to step up.
Yep.
God, if we could see what's really going on in that boom boom room.
Oh, good. All right.
Imagine going to sleep and then some guy is over there screwing some woman that you're married to. Then they come into the bed and maybe they haven't showered. It's just, it's all gross.
I mean, there's a lot of
barf.
Thinking about it for the first time.
Oh, well, no, it's just crazy. All the logistics.
Yeah. No, it's a lot. It's a lot of moving parts. Did you see there was some video that went around on like TikTok or Twitter or something?
The blanket?
Yeah, you saw that?
I saw that. That took 20 minutes of my life.
You're sick.
No one go up to the blanket and say, cut the fuck out. My kids are here.
I'm throwing a rock at the thing.
Seriously?
And I'm like hitting them with something. I'm not going up to it, but
pour
I'm
a drink
alerting
on them.
Yeah,
I would
something.
I would love to go up and rip the blanket off and make an appointment. Call the cops.
The first thing I thought of is, how hot are you? Like,
yeah, it's gross.
Like, how are you breathing? You're probably one breath away from death. And like, you can't want to fuck that much if this is the choice. I don't understand.
If
you can't be comfortable.
If I was alone, I wouldn't do anything. I would just watch and love every second of being in this world. But if my kids are there and I gotta, deal with
Mommy,
these predators,
what's happening?
I just don't want to deal,
Yeah, yeah,
whatever.
Answer the question. I agree. It's weird. Because people are sick.
Or you're just advancing my poor children's lives. You're putting a core memory. That's a core memory that they'll never forget. They see two people
I was
screwing.
Five in the park.
Like, fuck out in the open then. Yeah,
that's
don't know.
What I'm
Have
saying.
Some balls.
There's something about the blanket that, or whatever that was. It looked like they were under a spacesuit. It's like,
they seem drugged because they were there all
degrees.
Day.
It's insane. They're probably like fucked up or something. They're
I thought this
drugged.
Is New York City. Let's have, let's get aggressive, New York. Let's
That's
do something about it.
Yeah, agreed. New York, like, New York people are just, like, the best. Just, like,
it's
walking
crazy.
Around the city, just, actually, one time we went into a shop, and, like, there was, like, a shopkeeper, but he was, like, overdoing something, and another guy comes in, like, super New York, like, walking in and off the street, and he's like, you've been helped? We're like, no. He's like, yo, bro, there's people over here. He's like yelling at the guy just to, like, get us service. It's just like, people are so over the top and like very demanding. It was shocking to me. They did nothing. All these people are carrying on like that.
Tyler saw one video that saved our marriage. He saw a video of people in Buffalo or in that region that if they start talking to you and they don't agree with you, they just automatically, it's like a thing that I don't know, subconsciously happens. They'll start screaming over you and just start screaming their point.
Yeah.
And every single time I start to do it, Tyler's like, all right, Buffalo, and starts laughing at it totally. But if he didn't know that was kind of the way I was programmed,
yes.
it would start a fight and everything. But since he knows that is like a regional thing, it's bizarre. And I never would have ever
guessed. It is a Northeast thing to just get loud when you're trying to make a point.
But
I
it was a specific thing of like Buffalo.
You gotta send me the video.
Sector. I will try. I'll try to find it. But it's
you.
Very fascinating. Yeah.
And
it saved our marriage because Tyler would take it. And
he took it from going personally to like, this is your trade
or
Buffalo.
Start as a fight. Right.
Yeah.
It's almost like he sees it as a handicap.
That's great. All right. Nyla and Naeem.
Waste of my fucking time.
Waste of time. The only thing I liked was I liked the other wife. I thought she was pure comedy.
Why are we not watching them?
Yeah. I love her being like, couldn't do 26. Just like, and then when she was like, she doesn't know. She hasn't actually encountered it yet. So she'll feel jealous later. It's like, yeah, you tell the truth there. But other than that, this is the type of couple that should not be on this show. There's nothing happening.
Yes.
They're early days of their journey. So there's no
early
like,
I agree.
I thought, when they were talking, there was a moment. This is what I'm talking about. Like, they're prospecting. They literally use that phrase. They're like, "Oh, we had a good prospect, but it fell through." It's like, what are we, sales?
The
job's just
fair.
Like,
it's crazy.
So I just don't think they shouldn't bring people in who have not actually had another person in the relationship.
And the other husband saying, "I watch how she treats my wife." That makes me feel more comfortable in this scenario.
Oh, like
that
you want to
actually
be...
gives a shit about his first wife. What makes me nervous about this is that the first wife will get bumped out. If the first husband's going to treat her like number one seniority, then it makes me feel a lot better.
Okay. You want the respect of like you're the first one in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I still don't understand how she got involved in this and agreed to it. And he says it's going to make our life so much better. How? Seems like you have a great life.
What are we? I don't know what we're fighting for or toward.
I don't know how it benefits the woman's life in any way.
I think the only time it makes sense is like if you're the Duggars and there were four wives, that would have been helpful with 17 kids. Like if you're raising a clan of people and you're overwhelmed, sure, having another helping hand, like big love style. But when you're 40 and you're or 50, however old they are, and their kids are grown, what are we doing?
But Barb always seemed upset. She never in her eyes never sold me that she was happy that the other two were around.
Oh, no, I'm not saying like I don't think it's like happiness, but I'm like functionally it works.
No,
right?
Oh,
like,
right.
You have,
right.
You have help and like.
But it fulfills.
But I agree.
It's all the men's benefit.
Yeah.
And I get that men get annoying and things, but I still would never want another woman screwing my husband. It always will leave the woman feeling sad. I don't know. I never will buy that a woman, unless it's, what's his face? Shane and Preggy. That's the only people. And she doesn't like him. And that's why. And she's probably really into women.
Yeah. Yeah. Ashley. That's her name.
Preggy. Ashley. She looks like an Ashley.
That's a dead name now, you know, like. No babies are being named Ashley. There's so many Ashley, Jessica, Nicole, Emily. All those names are dead.
It's so weird how you don't know anyone. It's really bizarre. I'd love to hear a phenomenon about it. How you can name a kid something and you really don't know anyone else with that name and anyone else naming the kid that name. But yet there's a whole slew of people in your age naming the kid,
I see what you mean. Like you wouldn't have a best friend and be like, we're both naming them Emily. But
like
then
Kai.
There's like 12 Emilies. And
there's a million Kais. Your Kai, Munch's Kai is the first Kai I ever knew.
Yeah.
And I never knew anybody else named Kai.
Right.
Then there's 100 million Kais that age. How does that happen?
I agree. It would be fascinating to listen to like a sociologist or something. Like there's something around it.
Like religious names I get.
Yeah, but right
Zach,
now,
how is Zach such a hit in 1985?
Right. Right now it's like these like hipster type names, right? Like Phoenix and
right.
Knox and
Maverick,
all this shit. Like that's in. So it
even
is
Maverick, I guess, because of the movie, but yeah.
Yeah, it is. I agree. It's so weird. I mean, we were always the rarity because our names are rare. So we weren't part of that. But yeah, it is weird.
It's a weird thing. I don't know how it happens.
I don't either.
It's really
like it
weird.
Passed through the air. Like
Kristen. How did Kristen become so popular?
Yeah, Kristen. There were a lot of it was like Nicole,
Olive.
Jessica, Emily, Kristen. those were like the names of our generation.
My niece's name is Olive. I think there's 100 million Olives.
Right.
Harper. Harper yes. was a Harper, was a rare yes. name. Now Harper's hitting every town. Yep, it's crazy. Yep.
Sterling's had like 3 people in his class of some version of Harper or soccer or something.
It's really weird.
Yeah, it is weird. It is. All right. Is that it? It's great though.
Oh, I no, we it. Got we got the Who? Other favorite couple. Who? He went on the date with, maybe it was the episode before. Hold on. I don't know any other names. The guy with the people that they went and stalked the woman, then he went on the date and forcefully kissed her at the end.
Oh, I missed that. I didn't watch last week's episode.
Oh. He goes on a date with this woman who he met on a dating app, but didn't really tell her that he was in a marriage. So now she thinks he's cheating. But he's went on a full blown date with her. And then he, at the end, he's like, come on, just give me a kiss. I won't give you any tongue. And really, it was super creepy about it.
Gross. Well,
but they weren't in this first. They weren't in this last episode.
No, they weren't.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Oh, and they went and got their hair cut. And she's a psychopath, like telling the barber, "Oh, you missed a spot on her husband." And she's just such a
It's her toddler
freak person. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then the barber's like, "I'm in a polygamous relationship too," and he referred to the wife as, "Well, she's really gorgeous, and he's a good looking guy." It's like, gorgeous. I'm sorry, but she's got the beadiest little creepy face eyes in the whole world.
Those
I've ever
descriptions
seen.
Would not be used for either of them.
No.
Like, come on. That's great. Well, they should hit him.
He looks like a failed baseball player to me who almost made the big leagues and
she popped
on.
Yeah. Yeah. That's
like
that's
I could good. See him chewing Big Chew when he was little.
All right.
Danielle, you win an award.
Fantastic.
God bless you for getting married. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, everyone from the heavenly above.
Yeah, let's go. Great.
And he's blowing loads in the young one. And she never gets pregnant. It's just, you can't write it. It's just the best TV.
Great. It's great. All right, guys. We'll be back next week. We love you. Till then, don't get pregnant like Eric. All right, we'll be back.
Or do. Please do.
Yeah, or do and make your life what you want it to be. We'll be back.